calling, a strange compulsion that makes us leave our homes, taking music on the road. We can't deny it, though we sometimes try it. It always haunts us if we hesitate to go. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May your wheels always turn and may the sunlight of your day. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May you find your comfort in friends along the way.
Oh, indeed, indeed, indeed. Hello, everybody, and welcome again to Inland Folk. This is Inland Folk for November the 30th, 2 days after the big Thursday eating holiday. All kinds of things happening, all kinds of things you need to think about. And so it's Thanksgiving, and it is good to be thankful. It is good to remember that there are so many, many things we need to be grateful for. And that should transcend a lot of stuff, you know what I mean? And we have to think about people who grow that stuff, put it on our tables for us. We don't get paid very much. People that we have to think about, you know, when we're asked to think about the original invasion back in the 1600s, which is what it was, no matter how you slice it. But at the same time, we also have to think about being grateful for what we have and what we've got, and helping others. And it's too bad that we do this only once a year. This should be a continuous cycle, shouldn't it? Alrighty, this is Inland Folk, and that was Heidi Muller from her album Matters of the Heart, the Good Road theme. And of course, Heidi and Bob taking their dulcimers and their brand new Under the Dulcimer Moon album, which we have played pretty much all of the past couple of weeks, to Seattle tonight. If you're listening in Seattle, to go to the Finney Ridge Folklore Center. You can look it up. The Seattle Folklore Society has a website. They'll show you where it is because it's kind of hard to explain how to get there up on Finney Ridge. But you should go see Heidi and Bob. And they are doing their dulcimer thing. And he plays mandolin and he plays guitar. And he's got an electric cello that looks like something that you put grilled salmon on. And then they're going to go to Bellingham, the wonderful little rotor home there in Bellingham, and do the dulcimer thing. There are folks over there in Bellingham that are really into that dulcimer thing. And they'll do some of their solstice material, and they'll do it right there in Bellingham. And that's on Tuesday, December the 3rd. So be sure and check that out in Bellingham at the rotor home on the corner of Sunset and Broadway. And I think that's a 7 o'clock show. And if it's a 7:30 show, that's okay. Show up early. They talk to you. They're cool. Alrighty. Okay, here's one of my favorite instrumentals of all time. And you know, there's so many instrumentals out there, you wonder why you would have a favorite, because it gets to the point where you think they all sound the same. This is just well-written. Homer's Dream, Homer's Favorite, from John Hartford's Memories album. This is kind of a tribute album with some unreleased material. Jamie Hartford's on here, Tim O'Brien, a bunch of bluegrassers. It's a pretty good little album. I like it a lot. And it has John Hartford at his quirky best. John Hartford, whom Dick Cavett said is kind of like a cross between Earl Scruggs and Mark Twain. John Hartford here. Thank you.
tracks. I got my kicks in the back of my old car. I wandered a straight line but never made it far before you came along. I wrote these words that came out wrong. I worked until my nerves were gone. But something told me it would not be long before you came along. Before you came, my love remained untrue. The bitter part, a staring up. Inside my brain, I go with this sweet refrain. Now that you've come along, now that you've come along.
She thought it was a duck. She put him on the table with his legs a-poking up. Oh, babe, about to lose my mind. Bring your clothes back on and try me one more time. About kissing and loving on down. You're the dreamiest girl that I've ever been around. Oh, babe, about to lose my mind. Bring your clothes back home and try me one more time. Sitting there, a-dinging all that flip-flop, the flubby old bay. About to lose my mind. Bring your clothes back home and buy me one more time.
killed a rooster, she thought it was a duck. She put him on the table with his legs a-poking up. Oh, babe, about to lose my mind. Bring your clothes back home and try me one more time.
Are we a tenor? Are we a tenor ready to play or not?
Here I am once again, wearing a tie, trying to pretend that I am cut out for this kind of thing. Deadlines and calls, what good would this bring? 'Cause when I was younger, I felt that I could do more. Now my mind's filled with doubt, and who knows what life is all about. We're running round mad with our heads pouring sour. Diana, what am I fooling around? Is it better I'm lost than I'm?
I like this little progressive kind of bluegrassy folky band called Flannel Attraction, which is a great name to have in the wintertime, Flannel Attraction. And it's probably a good name to have in the summertime too, because you can think about the wintertime and flannel and stuff. But they're a wonderful little band, and the songwriting is really good. They're kind of like a, like if they were more rock and rolly, they'd be like the Avett Brothers, pretty much. Great writing, Flannel Attraction, and John Hartford, which is kind of a tribute album with all kinds of different people on here doing material, and Hartford kind of in the background playing mandolins and fiddles and banjos and things. There is some Hartford where he is more prominent on this album. It's called Memories. It's probably going to be the last of the sort of posthumously released albums dealing with John Hartford. There isn't that much material left. But there certainly is a good wealth of material out there from his RCA days all the way on up through the Rounder days and Flying Fish days and on into the Compass Records days. John Hartford, who really was one of the folks who crossed the lines and took bluegrass instrumentation into pop music and kind of a more intellectual approach to song lyrics. And then he got tired of the whole Hollywood thing, got tired of the whole being on stage in the Glen Campbell Good Time Hour and all that kind of stuff, and went into his work with the Riverboats and did that for many, many, many years. John Hartford, what an amazing, amazing person. How about one more from Flannel Attraction here? Alrighty, there we go, coming up.
One, two, yeah. One, two, shirt. Bob's got the two-toed shoes. Bob's got those great big balloony-looking pants. Yeah, I got the blues. She's gone. Bob's gone with her gone. Bob's gone with her gone. And Bob's gone with her gone. And she ain't coming back. Gone. Bob's gone with her gone. Bob's gone with her gone. And Bob's gone with her gone. And she ain't coming back. Mandolin. Dance all around, drive all over this town. She's gone, Bob's gone with her, gone. Bob's gone with her, gone. Bob's gone with her, gone. And she ain't coming back. She's gone, Bob's gone with her, gone. Bob's gone with her, gone. And Bob's gone with her, gone. And she ain't coming back. Banjo. I tried to hold her hand, but oh, what a fool I must have been. Bob's come around again. She's gone. Bob's gone with her, gone. Bob's gone with her, gone. And Bob's gone with her, gone. And she ain't coming back. Gone. Bob's gone with her, gone. Bob's gone with her, gone. And Bob's gone with her, gone. And she ain't coming back, everybody. If only I could go.
Oh, oh well.
We need all the applause we can get.
All right.
Please hold your applause till later.
I like this album because they do stuff like that. You have people talking to each other and stuff. It's pretty cool. John Hartford. John Hartford, the album is called Memories. And it's a pretty good little album there. Memories. Alrighty, we're going to take a little bit of a break. We have to around the half hour. We also heard, by the way, from the band Flannel Attraction. We're coming back with some Sam Baker. Sam Baker, whom we heard a couple of weeks back. He's a little bit darker and less cheerful than some of the music we've been listening to, but it's good to always keep things in our perspective. If you want to email me at D as in Daniel, M-A-H-E-R, at WSU.edu. You can call me at 509-332-5047. And I will get back to you. Promise, promise, promise. Alrighty. We're taking the break. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And we're coming right back. You just hang on, hang on, hang on, because we're coming back.
support for programs on Northwest Public Radio comes from contributing listeners and from the folks at Rico's, a neighborhood pub in downtown Pullman, a venue for live music on the Palouse, including jazz, bluegrass, and folk. Rico's, 104 years of service to Pullman and the WSU community.
Cloudy and hazy today with some areas of freezing fog and a slight chance of showers or freezing rain. High temperatures today, 37 in Clarkston, 43 in Pullman. Cloudy tonight with a chance of rain, lows in the mid-30s. And tomorrow, relatively warm rain is likely and gusty winds with highs near 50, much colder next week.
Cotton by hand, he used to come home hot and dirty. He told me I hated black land. He told me I hated black land. One day he just walked away. He walked down the road, he kicking up dust right in the middle of the day. He walked down the road, he kicking up dust, left me and mama that way. Somebody help me sing hallelujah. Somebody help me sing hey ho. Somebody help me sing, that's enough cotton. Somebody help me sing, praise the Lord. See, mama cleaned house for white folks, and then our house was a mess. But we had food, we had shoes, had it better than most, I guess. She had a sister back in 40, when she married a man named Teal. And then the high blood took her back in 53. She's buried on the side of the hill, with her colors on the side of the hill. You see, back then, that's the deal. Somebody help me sing, hallelujah. Somebody help me sing, hey, ho, ho. Somebody help me sing, that's enough cotton. Somebody help me sing, praise the Lord. I got rolls of cotton in the morning. I got rolls of cotton till night. I'll walk these rolls with a hole in my hand. I hope for the rest of my life. I'll walk these rolls with a hole in my hand. Hope for the rest of my life. I hope for the rest of my life. I hope for the rest of my life. Oh, daddy hold a cotton like I do. And daddy pick a cotton by hand. He used to come home hot and dirty. He told me how he hated black land. He used to come home hot and dirty. He told me how he hated black land.
glass of wine. If you ain't got a bottle, the box will do just fine. It'll do just fine. Oh, that box of wine, it may be square, but what the hell's it doing over there? Pass, pass, pass that box of wine. Now, wine used to come in bottles, that's for sure.
was a Mennonite. Came from Mexico. He went to work for his uncle out in West Laco. He's building trailers. Hell, he could build anything out of metal and fix any machine. Well, praise be to Jesus and glory in a court. But when you're 21 years old, you get kind of bored staying home every night, worshiping the Lord. He bought a pearl snap shirt stitched with horses, stars, a handsome pair of boots, started driving past bars where women wore short skirts. They made out in cars, they drank beer by the quart out of mason jars. They drank beer at the county line bar. Marco Polo, Marco Polo, he went off to explore, and Christopher Columbus off to find a new shore. A young man and I walked through a barroom door. It set our heart to dance on a tight t-shirt that was tucked in the waist of a short, short skirt. She was standing at the bar, holding court, a push-up bra for extra support. The boys fell like pigeons, fell like leaves. Strong, pale legs, red boots to her knees, red boots to her knees. Who's to say what love is? Is it horses and stars? Is it boots and beer, the back seat of cars? On the floorboard has a short, short skirt. It's wrapped in the arms of a pearl snap shirt. Never was hard, he never much thought more about the Lord. And she just quit going to bars. I got mad, had kids, it never was hard. But who's to say what love is? Is it horses and stars? Is it boots and beer, the backseat of cars? On the floorboard has a short, short skirt, and it's wrapped in arms. Have a pearl snap shirt.
One of the most interesting of the newer songwriters, Sam Baker, he's been around for doing albums and things for 6 or 7 years. He was the one I told you about a couple of weeks back, for those of you who might remember or who actually listened to this show more than once. That was in 1986, was up in the Machu Picchu area on a train headed up that way. And the Shining Fat Path folks blew up the train, and it killed a bunch of people. I think it killed his parents, and it killed a lot of folks, and he was one of the few survivors. And he was disabled. He had to learn how to speak and function all over again, and learned how to play guitar left-handed. But he hadn't been intending really to do much music. That wasn't his thing. And he didn't do that until after this train episode. And a couple of his songs refer to that. But he writes pretty stark, and he writes pretty vivid, and he writes pretty real. Sam Baker is his name. And yeah, a box of wine before that. Yeah, I remember when that all first got started. Here's Lou and Peter Berryman.
This is for people who have been a couple for a long time and who find that everything's fine, but it's getting a little boring. And we suggest that you might try talking at the same time to pep things up a little bit.
You say the two of you have tried to ride a horse apiece around the grounds, and all you got to show for it's a horseshoe.
And that the two of you have nude canoed and read in bed and flown to Rome, and nothing drives you nuts the way it used to.
Well, now the news for you's we've seen between a pair a way to save the day that neither takes an hour nor a thin night.
And if the two of you the urge to merge pizzazz and jazz and razzmatazz, learn to turn to talking at the same time.
Well, did you ever see
rain,
a brighter lightning or a louder thunder?
Thunder, man, it thundered, rain, and it rumbled rain, like a freight train.
How about the hail,
hail,
it must
and
have hailed for half an hour.
Oh, the hail, the hail was intermingled with the hard rain.
While all the thunder
hail
and
as
the hail,
big as golf
it really scared the pooches.
It was really noisy, and the dogs were going crazy.
The dogs were
those
really going
poor
crazy.
Dogs
they
freak out
really
in thunderstorms. Oh, we must have been awake until three.
No doubt the two of you have improved a few of the normal formal ways to form a phrase to raise the level of your heart to hearts.
As when the two of you have clowned around and found your mood renewed upon one ending
up a sentence that the other starts. But if the two of you have yelled or spelled or rapped or tapped a code or signed or whined or made a pun or done a pantomime.
Or if the two of you have spoken broken French or chat in Latin, you can learn to turn to talking at the same time.
Well, poor Luann, it seems Luann is in another
Luann.
Crisis.
That Luann is always in a crisis,
okay.
If you ask me.
Her luck is bad.
Bad luck.
It seems
she has
a few catastrophes
bad luck.
A week.
Poor Luann's in crisis every month,
every
or maybe
day.
Weekly.
Well, was it Tuesday that
Tuesday, yes, just Tuesday.
Was it only Tuesday?
Calling in a panic from her doctor's
her
office
breath.
Downtown.
She said her stove
poor
blew
Luann.
Up. Her stove blew
her
up.
Her entire
the
stove
house.
Blew up.
She
oh, my God, she nearly burnt the house
death.
Down.
Frogs all croak together in the noisy bog. Dogs all know it's best to bark with at least one more dog. Cows all do their mooing simultaneously. Ducks don't wait their turn to quack, so why, oh why should we?
I'm sure the two of you have reclined behind the blinds and locked the door before to rest, to rest of all to see some TV.
And there the two of you have unwound around the tube a tad and had a half carafe of wine to find you're growing hungry.
When you decide to call for pizza after laughter at the fridge about your jar of moldy chutney and your brown wine.
Well, if the two of you have the wherewithal to crawl to phones you each can reach, don't you turn to talking at the same time.
Hello, hello,
hi, we'd like
a pizza.
Double cheese and olives, no anchovies, pepperoni.
And put some pepperoni,
sausage.
Pepperoni.
No, not sausage. Well, I guess a little sausage maybe, and some Pepsi.
I'd like some Pepsi.
Root beer, too, some root beer.
Either Coke or Pepsi.
Either that or Pepsi.
Coke.
And a couple sticks of cheese bread.
No, wait, now,
don't
hang
up.
No, don't hang up.
No,
I
don't.
Didn't
oops,
get the
they hang
yet.
Up. Gosh, I hope it wasn't something I said.
No, wait, now, don't hang up.
No, don't oops, they hung up. Gosh, I hope it wasn't something I said.
Thank you. I received an invitation to go to a funeral, but to my sad misfortune now the fellow didn't die. Of course the man was vexed at disappointing all the mourners, but then he apologized and so we let the thing go by. To make up for disappointing us, he took us out and treated us. He bought a pint of porter for a company of 10. Until somebody asked him just whose money was he squandering, he put the fellow's eyelid into mourning there and then. Well, the owner of the beer shop, observing we were riotous, gave orders to evict us, but of course we all refused. So he whistled up some loungers who were loafing in the corner, and for 10 or 15 minutes we were thoroughly abused. And then we left the beer shop, and down the street did stagger, where a gang of corner boys commenced to pelting us with mud. We asked for them to chuck it, and they told us they were doing so, and so we turned on them and left them lying where they stood. Well, the next that we encountered was a company of Salvationers who rifled all our pockets till we begged that we be saved. And little Mac McGinty got invited to the station for inquiring of a policeman how his ancestors behaved. To make McGinty's bail, every man took off his undershirt, and down to the pawn shop we brought the jolly lot. We told the man we wanted only 10 and sixpence on him. There's enough of them already, was the answer that we got. Well, we got the 10 and 6 pence and went off to free McGinty, but the devil take the beer shop that attacked us on the way. We couldn't pass it by without accepting some refreshment, and we drank up every penny of the fine we had to pay. We bought a concertina for to make the high hilarity, though none of us could play it, though we tried our best and worst. We knocked a lot of noise from it, if that's of any consequence. We handled it so gently that the bellows it did burst. Well, we got a boiled potato for to mend the concertina with, when someone hit Maloney with the carcass of a cat. He buttoned up his whiskers and began to read the riot act. He swore he'd put two heads upon the fellow who did that. Then Maloney hit Mahoney, and Mahoney hit some other man, and everyone hit anyone to whom he'd owed a spite. And the crippled McNamara, who'd been sitting saying nothing, got a kick that blacked his eye for not indulging in the fight. Well, the liquor being into us, the sense was nearly out of us, so for a bit of rioting we straightway did repair. We battered one another till we all weren't worth 3 halfpence, and you couldn't see the carpet on the floor for skin and hair. We battered one another till the police separated us and marched us off to jail with bloody noses and black eyes. They marched us off to jail. And to me it's proved a lesson. One should never go to funerals unless somebody dies.
Today's the day I clean the fridge. We can talk while it's defrosting. Pardon all the mess. How you been? I just got back from Elgin, Illinois. Myself, for me, the charm of traveling is fading, I confess. Could you reach that pot of water on the stove so I can stick it in the freezer? This is so archaic, don't you think? This one last ice cube tray won't come unstuck. It's kind of welded to some broccoli. God, I think it's broccoli. Why is this broccoli pink? How about this onion dip? You think it's any good? Or should we toss it to the dog? It looks okay, but I don't know. By the way, I stopped off at the Belvedere Oasis, which is such a pretty name for such an ugly place to go. They sell you little sandwiches about the size of Oreos and charge you 4 1/4. But I bought one anyhow. Well, look at this, it's sauerkraut. Now, when did we have sauerkraut? Whatever this stuff was, it sure is sauerkraut by now. Coming back, I heard a show about Oppenheimer, what's his name? How they built the bomb to prove a point. They didn't even know if it would start a chain reaction that would move into the atmosphere and vaporize the joint. Could you dump this ice out in the bathtub for me? Can you dig it? Here we're dumping out the ice to make room to make some more. How do you like a chicken that came over with Columbus? Well, I've got one here, don't mention it, dear. That's what friends are for. Remember back in grammar school, they used to have those grills where they would make us hide beneath our desk for when the bomb would come. Well, to hell with those evacuation routes and all those shelters. I just bought myself a desk. You know, I'm really not that dumb. These carrots were a little more excited when I bought them. And here's a slice of bread, looks like a $100 bill. And here's a thing of Tupperware that's full of marijuana. If this stuff improves with age, it's probably good enough to kill. Don't you sometimes wonder what became of all those activists like us who tried to make a little noise about the war? They must have got absorbed in all the general flow of balderdash. No one seems to pay them much attention anymore. Someday, if I get it all together in my life, I may go out and buy a frost-free model. This one's got to go. Now, why would anybody keep a yam as long as I have? Guess I thought it'd come in handy, and you never really know.
That's Faith Petrick. The last I heard about Faith Petrick, she was in hospice. Faith Petrick's in her 90s. And she started that school of folk music in San Francisco and used to play around here. She would tour occasionally. What a resource for folk music she was. Got a lot of people kind of on the map. She helped people like Kate Wolfe and worked with Utah Phillips and Rosalie Sorrells and really, really knew her stuff. Faith Petrick. I had the pleasure of interviewing her and knowing her and spending a lot of time with her. And she was one of those folks that was able to balance being in the background and being in the foreground. She played here quite a bit in the 80s, early 80s. And she would do Harry Chapin one minute, then she'd sing Utah Phillips the next, and then Old Traditional the next. Petrick. And I don't know if she's still alive or not. All I know is that she is in hospice. And I hope that somebody tells me what's happening with Faith. Well, we're down to the end of the first hour. And the Rankin family's in the background. My name is Dan Maher. If you want to email me at dsindaniel, M-A-H-E-R at WSU.edu. I hope your Thanksgiving was a good one. You can call me at 509-332-5047, and I will get back to you sooner than later. So give me a buzz. Life is good. Life is good. And we'll be coming back. We have two more hours of the show to go. Oh, yes, we do. So you hang on, because we are coming back. You just hold your horses now, because there's lots of good music coming up. Okay, hang on now.
Stay with us for Hour 2 of Inland Folk, coming up in just a moment at 12 noon here on your NPR and classical music station, Northwest Public Radio, where our programming is supported by the Edward R. Murrow College of Communication at Washington State University. The new online master's degree in strategic communication offers graduates a chance to upgrade their skills and to further develop as responsible professionals. Classes begin in January 2014. Details at murrowonline.wsu.edu. I'm Bruce Bradbury. Thanks for being with us today.
Your favorite programs on Northwest Public Radio are made possible by Swilly's Restaurant, open at their Kamiakin Street location through December 31st. And in 2014, Swilly's will be serving signature dishes like shrimp bisque and filet mignon from their new location. Details to come online at swillys.com.
Northwest Public Radio, KRFA 91.7 Moscow Pullman, KNWV 90.5 Clarkston Lewiston, and KNWO 90.1 Cottonwood Grangeville, a community service of the Edward R. Murrow College of Communication at Washington State University, online at nwpr.org.